Liam, success in All Ireland final doesn't come easy, and probably you were made work hard for today.
Yeah, we were made work very hard for it. We knew that when we were coming up the road that Westmeath were going to be a hard team to beat. Like we'd heard about their last couple of games where they started very strong. I think both games against Sligo, they had two goals very early, like, you know, and so we're very wary of that coming up the road, and hope we thought, like, you know, if we could close them out at the start and keep getting a few scores at the other end ourselves, like, that we could come out with a victory. And as it turned out, that's the way it panned out. Like, you know, we started fairly slow, but then we got in control of the game, and after the first water break we played very well for that the next 15 minutes, like, you know, so we took control of the game then and kept it going like that. And
They did have a couple of goal chances and maybe had a post as well, and I think pulled one wide that was probably easier to score. We were scary at that stage.
Yeah, definitely. The first half, like, they should have had another goal, if not two. But having said that, we had chances at the other end as well. Like, so we probably cancelled out each other, like, but at the same time, no, it was very tough. And both teams missed a lot of good chances. Like, and at half time, we were probably lucky he was far ahead. Mm-hmm. But in the second half, then we pushed on and got a few scores. We were against a bit of a breeze out there, even though you wouldn't think it. Like, and Stephen Coyle, frees that weren't going over for him in the first half went over in the second half, and that was the difference really in the end. Like, you know, when we got with the breeze there, the scores came easier for us. Like, you know, then we got a few subs on and kind of lost shape again, and they got up and scored a goal. Like, but no, at the very end there, we were hanging in there, even though we won by 7 points. I think it was in the end up. We were kind of just hanging in there at the end, like, you know, so we're just happy to get over the line.
But there were a number of good performances. John Harn in the first half in the middle of the field, Kevin Kane at centre half back, excellent. And I think Harn's ball forward probably got you going when things weren't going well.
Yeah, John showed what he's made of there in first half, especially after the water break. We took control around the middle there. Peter Devlin came out from full forward out to the wing half forward, caught a few big balls there, like, you know, and they were vital for us, like, you know, so took control around the middle, like, you know. And Jared McBurty inside, very good game as well, like, you know, he's a very unselfish player. Like, there's times you'd wish he'd go on himself. Like, we lost Kevin McGlynn,
yes,
and Kevin was a big loss because Kevin was flying inside. He was a great outlet. He was very unlucky, hit the post for a goal chance, like, you know, and he had a point scored. He went off there with the hamstring, looks bad, like, you know. But no, he was a big loss to us, like, you know. But like you say, now with men that stepped up all around the field, like Kevin Kane's been very good all year, like, you know, and great attitude, like, you know, very solid there, centre half back. And Enda Lynch was in there today. We missed Sean McDade there today, and Finney and McClafferty, both of them started the last day. They were missing, like, you know, and Sticky Ward was missing today. A lot of boys, you know, that could have been there, like, but at the same time, we had a huge panel, and it was very disappointing we didn't, for lads that didn't get on. But like, we had something like 23 subs there, it was nearly impossible to get them all on, like, you know.
But overall, another good year, I suppose. Being beaten by Tyrone probably was disappointing, but when you drop down, beating Kildare and now beating Westmeath, it ends the season well.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Like, you know, we were very disappointed to get beat by Tyrone. Like, we were caught on the hop. There were a lot of boys playing for the first time this year, and I don't think they knew what level they needed to be at. Like, you know, so Tyrone came out on the pitch, they were flying. Like, you know, that was definitely disappointing. But now it's a great finish to come home with some silverware. Like, you know, and boys are delighted there now. So they're here with their families and everything. So it's great to win something now.